接下来是我们这个就是差遣礼的开始啊。在这个之前呢，我们请 Selina 代表这个诗班，也代表我们的会众呢，献给宣教士一首歌。
借我赐恩福 ，Make me a blessing。
尘世生命崎岖道路上，多少人困倦悲伤，黑暗漫步害怕真光照亮，只有上这边欢唱，诉说耶稣基督喜爱故事，诉说他是最大能，别人尽只要尽力去见证，生活是可向明灯，
这样的献诗，我相信神一定会借着我们今天所要差遣的宣教士夫妇使他人蒙恩福。现在我们要举办这个差遣礼，我们邀请一位弟兄来翻译，因为我们今天有会众当中有讲英语的，跟我们一起来参加。我们再次谢谢这个诗歌我们相信神会借着他们，也借着我们整个教会使他人蒙恩福。
We thank the singing because we believe that through the church, then it's going to be blessed.
接下来我会简单介绍一下今天的两对宣教士的夫妇，然后我们请他们到前面来按手为他们祷告。
I'll give a brief introduction of the two couples missionaries that we are commissioning, and then we'll ask them to come forward.
Peter 和 Wayne 这一家他们会到中国去利用他们的专长，就是医疗方面去做宣教。
Peter Yao and Wing, they are going to China, they are going to do medical missions to share the gospel with the professors.
黄牧师和师母，他们继续延续他们以前的意向，向回教徒传福音。
Pastor Wong and his wife Emily is going to continue with their vision to have missions among the Muslims.
我们非常感谢他们在过去的十年当中给教会做出了很大的奉献。
We'd like to express our appreciation and thanks for the past 10 years that they have contributed greatly to this church.
我相信他们也一直在寻找有人可以差遣出去。
I think they have been thinking about having someone that they can also send out.
因为没有，所以他们就把自己筛选出去。
Because they cannot find them, so they send themselves out.
不管怎么样，我们教会也跟他们同在。
No matter what, the work is partnership with them.
就像 Dr. Joshua 刚才所讲的一样，我们要在这个呼召上跟他们成为伙伴。
Just like Dr. Joshua has been preaching to us that in the gospel we are partners in the gospels.
不光是在呼召上面，而且在奉献上面，在给予上面，在祷告上面，在亲情上面，与他们成为福音的伙伴。
Not just in sending, we also are partnering with them in our support, in our prayers, in our giving, and in our love.
当安提阿教会把他们的宣教士拆派出去的时候，他们就按手在他们头上，分派他们，把他们分派出去。
When the church in Antioch send them out, they lay hands on them and send them out.
所以今天我们就请这两对夫妇，可爱的夫妇一起上来，然后我们宣教委员会的成员，再加上 Dr. Joshua、Dr. Luke， 我们一共有八个人过来按手在他们身上，为他们祷告。
So we ask Pastor Mrs. Wong and Peter and Wing to come up here, and also the mission committee, and also Dr. Joshua and Dr. Luke come up and eight of us to lay hands on them.
还有 Richard 弟兄是代表执事会的主席就成为我们这个按手祷告的这样一个
Richard representing the board.
大家刚才点到您的上来
We are about to come.
Okay, let's pray together. Everlasting and Almighty God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.Bring glory, honor, and praise to you this day for your faithfulness, for your love, and for your mercy. We thank you for Jesus Christ who came into this world, and died on the cross, and rose again so that we may have life. We thank you for the life that we have in Him.Father, we are grateful not only that you gave us life, but you have invited us to also share of that life with others. You commissioned us to take this good news to the rest of the world. What a privilege that the God of heaven and earth will hand over his mission to human beings like us. It's a wonderful privilege, Lord. And today we thank you.For Pastor Wong and Emily, for their ministry in this church over the last 10 years, Father, thank you for the ways you have equipped them to serve your people. And Father, thank you for this moment of commissioning to send them forth to continue the work that you have called them to do. Like in those days and in this very early foundation of the church, when you said to the church in Antioch, set apart for me,Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I called them. Today, Lord, we set apart Kwansi and Emily for the work to which you have called them. We commend them to you now. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we ask that you will set them apart by yourself, that by your power, you will set them apart today, Lord, to go forth with your authority.With the enablement of your spirit to do the work that you have called them to do. We pray that they will know your wisdom day by day. They will know your strength hour by hour. They will know your joy moment by moment. Father, we ask that their ministry will be empowered by your spirit, that they will do nothing out of their own energy, but they will continuously depend on your spirit.And your strength. We pray, Lord, against all the plans and attacks of the evil one, we ask that you will protect them, protect their heart, protect their mind, protect their body, Lord. Preserve them in your grace. Use them for your glory. Empower them, Lord, by your presence and by your power. Lord, we ask that through them you will do exceeding abundantly above all we could think or ask. We commit them to you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior, we have asked. Amen.
So, 我们感谢你给我们今天有这样的一个机会，看到你的荣耀，看到主自己的爱在这个地方显示。主，我们今天在这个差遣里面，愿你的灵为圣。感谢主，在过去的日子里面已经将 这个要被拆这个心，已经放在王牧师、王师母 Peter and Wing Yao 他们心中。主啊，我们今天为他们感谢主，主求你差遣他们的主，带领他们，在他们要走的每一步 都得到主自己的带领，让他们知道，无论是难的一步、容易的一步、喜乐的一步、痛苦的一步，都知道你与他们同在。主啊，我们知道你是爱他们、救了他们，还要使用他们。主啊，感谢主，在你使用他们的过程里面， 求主继续加他们力量。我们感谢主，也求你保守他们，在你的保守当中，让他们尝到你的大能力量，让神你自己的神迹与他们也同在，要包围他们。无论他们所做的一切，奉主耶稣的名，都看到主自己大能的保守。 主啊，我为他们，在这个宣教的过程当中，他们要侍奉的人当中，主啊，给他们有爱心，有忍耐，是超乎这个世界的爱心，是主耶稣给他们的爱心。主啊，求你给他们在忍耐的过程当中见到有果子。 主啊，也求你给他们智慧，在这个这么动乱的世界，不同的事情可能突然发生，没有人的智慧能够看得远。求主给他们有你从天而来的智慧，能够在主里面看到主自己的工作。求你也继续 赐给他们供应，在无论是无知方面的，或者是在身体的力量，需要求主继续供应，求主帮助这里的教会，在前面的日子里面，不单是与他们有继续联络，而且 为他们祷告，让这个整个侍奉是你给这个教会与他们的侍奉一切都荣耀主的名。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。Heavenly
Father, we do thank you for these two couples. We thank you for Wing and Peter and for their faithful work for you in this church, Lord, for these many years. I know they've been involved in many different kinds of ministries and have encouraged many brothers and sisters in the Lord, even many who don't know you, Lord, to give their lives to you. And we thank you for how you have led them and guided them to this point where they will be going overseas, Lord, to serve you and to share your gospel, Lord, to unreached people. Father, we thank you as well for Pastor Wong and for Emily and for their many years, their over 10 years of service here in the church, Lord. And we thank you for the blessing that they have been to us. And Lord, we know that they will be a blessing now to many other churches and many other peoples. And Father, we though we're saddened, Lord, by their departure, we also realize that they're not really leaving us because, Father, we are partnering with them in the gospel. They are still part of our church. We go where they go, and Father, we pray that you would use them in a mighty way and that we can continue to have an affection for them, and we can have good communication, and we can rejoice as they rejoice, and we can rejoice in the fruit, Lord, that will come about through their ministries. And so, Father, help us as a church, Lord, to support them and to be part of their lives and be part of their ministries. Lord, we just anticipate, Lord, the great fruit that you will bring about for your kingdom because of the faithfulness of these brothers and sisters. And we give you all the glory and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, before our couples leave, we have a presentation.
用本地本语学生的话来说是给我们的妻子哥，为阿姨的。同样希望大家继续在呼召，在奉献，在祷告和在亲情当中，与他们一起成为真正的福音的伙伴。
接下来还有一些细节问题，我们请主席来报告，还有一些为他们欢送的一些仪式和参与啊，请主席来报告。下面请牧师和Nelson他们俩在一起一个二重唱。
We are going to sing a song called Wherever He Leads, I Will Go. I'm glad that Brother Nelson decided to go with me.
In spirit.
It is the
无论竹林我何问，竹林我何问必须，竹林我何问必须，竹这样爱我，我必跟从，竹林我何问必须。我命我心所有一切，献以爱我基督。无论灵我何问必须，因他是我问我主，主令我何问必须，主令我何问必须，主这样爱我，我必跟从，主令我何问必须，主令我何问必须，主令我何问必须，主这样爱我，我必跟从，主令我何问必须，主令我何问必须，主令我何问必须。